Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOA News time is 8:59, 9 o'clock now on our airwaves, and it's pleased to have with us Family Promise of the Flint Hills Executive Director, Jessica Korpening.
Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, great. Thanks for joining us here today. We've brought Jessica on with us here this morning to talk about the agency's upcoming Giving Tuesday fundraiser. Jessica, let's talk first about the date that you have this, and also really how this separates itself from other Giving Tuesday fundraisers, because it looks like this is set up a little bit differently than other Giving Tuesday fundraisers we've highlighted.
Yes, it is. Family Promise National sets up a giving day specifically for Family Promise organizations across the nation, and this year it's April 28th, excuse me, and like most of them, they are on this one's on a Thursday rather than a Tuesday, and it's just something that Family Promise sets up to kind of help Family Promises across the nation, like I said, and it's just a 24-hour online campaign that raises awareness and support for families that are battling homelessness. And I think the reason they set it up is just to give Family Promise its kind of own day to kind of shine. So we did sign up to be a part of that. And this year we kind of have big hopes for our Family Promise Giving Day.
So this is on the 28th. And the way it sounds, too, is folks can donate in a variety of ways here to help Family Promise.
Yeah, absolutely. People are able to donate by check. If they want to mail us a check, that's fine, and all they would need to put in the memo is either giving day or match, because what we're doing this year with all of the money that we raise for giving day is it's going towards a match for this grant that we received through the Family Promise National affiliate to either develop or strengthen a prevention program, and we did not have a prevention program, so I wrote the grant to be able to develop that new program. And what prevention does is it helps a family avoid an eviction, or it helps a family avoid a shutoff that could cause an eviction. And they, Family Promise National, has asked us to match that $10,000 grant that we received dollar for dollar.
All right, so is there? Are you on a timeline here? Is there a deadline, Jessica?
There's not really a deadline, but how it works is Family Promise National sent us a portion, or is sending us a portion of the money, and then once we prove that we have the $10,000 match, we show that to Family Promise National, and then they will send us the remaining amount of money. We'd like to get it matched as soon as possible so that we have all the funds that we need to kind of help these families that are in need. But no definite timeline.
Jessica, you mentioned here that the basic goal of Family Promise is to help families, avoid homelessness, or in certain cases, maybe the events leading up to homelessness. How does Family Promise wind up doing that?
We do that in a couple different ways. We started out here on the local level just with a shelter program, and that was for families who were experiencing homelessness. That provides them shelter. And right now we have a hotel that we partner with, and that's where we set the family up. We have volunteers that provide them warm meals every night. And then at the beginning of the week, they get a load of groceries that they need, whether it's, milk, eggs, kind of just to get them through the week. And then now that we have this grant funding, we've created the prevention program, which, like I said, would prevent the episode of homelessness itself by whether it's helping a family, if they have an eviction notice, get them back in good standings with their landlord. Or if they have a shutoff notice for their utilities, it's getting them back into good standing with that utility company. We also did receive some funding for another program called the Stabilization Program. And what that does is that helps specifically families who have gone through one of the other Family Promise programs. It helps stabilize them and keep them in their stable housing so that they don't come back into shelter.
So how... Go ahead.
It really looks different for every family. In the stabilization program, we are trying to implement some educational programs with that as well, whether it's learning how to budget, cooking on a budget, just trying to be creative in how we can help families the most.
And talking with Family Promise Director Jessica Corpening, discussing upcoming Giving Thursday fundraisers, a Giving Thursday this year on April the 28th. Now, Jessica, are these families referred to you generally? How do you find out about these folks? And how big is the homeless problem here in Emporia? Of course, even one is too many. We know that. But is it significant here?
I would say it is. And there's kind of a common misconception that if you don't see people sleeping beside buildings, that it's not a problem in our area, but it is, and kind of in rural areas. The reason we don't see that is because families, they're either living in hotels, they're doubled up with families, they might be sleeping in their car, they could be sleeping at a tent at the nearest lake. So it looks different than what you might envision when you think of homelessness. The last statistics I read, and this was through the Kansas Department of Education, in Lyon County there was close to 110 students categorized as homeless. That doesn't include children that are under the age of 5 and that are not in the school system. So I would definitely say that it is in our area, and there's a lot more than we think.
Jessica, how can people participate here in Giving Day next week, and how can people get more information about Family Promise overall?
We can be reached at 620-208-7774. Any questions, either myself or our case manager, Skylar, can answer. Ways that people can give, like I said, would be to send a check to our organization at 1702 West 15th Avenue, or on April 28th, we will have a website. There is a Family Promise Giving Day website that we'll be launching, and that's FP Gives, so FPGIVES.org/organizations/Family Promise of the Flint Hills. Or if you just get to the FamilyPromiseGives.org website, there is a drop-down menu where you can search our affiliate, and then there's we kind of have a story about how we're asking, or our story about how we got this grant. We're expanding programming, a little bit of how many families we've served so far, excuse me, and then it gives you the option to donate either what we have or you can choose your own amount. So we're trying to make it as inclusive as we can for everyone with different platforms.
Sounds good. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck here with the Giving Day event late next week, and we really appreciate your time with us here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, thanks, Jessica. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Family Promise Director Jessica Corpening. And the Family Promise Giving Day coming up on Thursday, April the 28th, and we'll get that link online.
Yes, absolutely.
So people can donate. All right.
Don't forget, too, tomorrow we'll have Newsmaker 2 at 8:20 at its normal time. Ron Hyland, 51st District House Representative, joining us for that. And then the Newsmaker 3 will be at 8:40, so another busy morning show schedule for interviews. Rose Stokes of the Love Group discusses the group's mission and also upcoming community activities. Both of those programs in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow here on the KVUE Morning Show.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. CB Financial, Craig Barnwell. It's 9:08.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get a perfectly clean car inside and out, and you're in and out in 3 minutes or less. Single washes as low as $8, or get a monthly membership for as little as $19.99 with unlimited use, and vacuums and mat cleaners free for customers. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at 6th and Prairie.
Say yes. Say yes to seeing family. Say yes to hanging with friends. Say yes to vacations and adventures. After all,